It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon on the mighty 790 KFGO. Well, some users who have a Samsung Blu-ray player said, gosh, we got stuck in an endless reboot loop when they switched it on. They can't open and put a disc in, and they just don't know what's happening. So if this were me, I'd go, oh, I probably did something wrong. I just got to wait. I'll unplug it. I'll plug it back in. Well, it seems like users across the country in droves are having this problem. So we asked the IT guy here at KFGO. You hear him on the morning crew every Thursday morning, Luke Beneke, to come in here. So, Luke, someone has a Samsung DVD Blu-ray player combo that they use to watch Hulu and whatever on. Right. What's going on with it?
Nobody really knows exactly what's happening. Samsung has been, you know, complete radio silence on this one. No comment other than we're working on it. But what ended up happening with a lot of people over the last weekend here was that they turned on their Blu-ray player and it boots up. It gets the main menu and it just turns off right away. And it just keeps cycling like that over and over and over again. There's a lot of speculation as to what's happening with this Blu-ray player. And it's not just one. It's models all across their line. So it's not like it's specific to one faulty model. But people aren't able to do anything with it. They can't watch Blu-rays. They can't connect to Hulu, Netflix, you know, whatever streaming services they have. And a lot of people are speculating that what's happening with it right now is that a firmware upgrade, which is like the software that runs, tells the Blu-ray player how to run everything. A lot of people are speculating that that is what the error was and that it's not able to connect somewhere where it's supposed to anymore. As to for what that means as far as repairs, people are really confused because Samsung's not getting back to them. They don't know, is it going to be something where they have to send it in? Is it going to be something where maybe they can have an update pushed out over the internet? Nobody knows what's going to happen right now. And a lot of people are frustrated because that's how they're getting their media. That's how they're getting their streaming services. And maybe they don't have any way to watch anything on TV anymore now.
Right, you're like, oh, now I got to call my niece and get her Netflix password all over again.
Right, but if you don't have a device to watch Netflix on outside of that Blu-ray player.
So this is what is interesting to me is for multiple models for this to happen to, it does seem like it is some kind of a software glitch ultimately. But even if they are able to put out a new one, is this thing going to have enough time to start up? I mean, have we ever seen something like this before?
Back up a little bit. Okay, the software glitch, does that mean that you would have to send your entire device in to get it fixed?
Yeah, nobody really knows what the extent of the repair is going to be because if it's a software problem, will it be able to connect to servers to get a new update? Or is it going to be something where they send it in and somebody at the factory has to flash it back to the default and then update it from there? Nobody knows what's going to happen. And I know a lot of people are very upset about this. And the thing that really throws a wrench in this is that sometime last year, I think it was right around this time last year, Samsung got out of the Blu-ray game, so they aren't currently making new Blu-ray players anymore. So anything that got purchased back then is probably more than likely outside of its one-year manufacturer's warranty. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess, and it's not an ideal PR thing going on right now for Samsung.
But, I mean, to be honest, does Samsung really care that much at this point since they don't worry about the people who are buying Blu-ray players anymore.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to say here is that if they don't make Blu-ray players anymore, is this really a priority for them? Or are they just going to say, not our problem anymore? I don't know. It's going to be quite the adventure going on for anybody that's got this issue.
And my understanding is that that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's as of 2 days ago, there was 450 people that went on Samsung's site to complain about it. So those are the people that knew where to go and knew how to contact them directly and took the time out of their day to do it. But it's affected, potentially tens of thousands of people at this point in time.
Wow. And, we're living in an interesting era where TVs now have smart capabilities built into them. So your television is talking to the internet. Your television is getting updates.
Yep.
Your Blu-ray player is getting updates. Yep. Your gaming machine is getting updates. And, all of these different companies are kind of working in tandem at times, but one aspect of it could go out and it really ruins the rest of your experience in your home setup.
Yeah, this happened to Samsung with their Blu-ray players, but what happens if, let's say, it happens to a Vizio TV at some point in time? Now you can't get your TV to come up or anything like that. It's comes down to you need better quality testing for your updates and things like that, because how often, whether it be a game console or a phone or something like that where an update happens and it wrecks more things than it fixed.
Well, I never update my phone for at least 2 weeks yep. when they said, oh, there's a new update available. I don't always wait.
Yep. Yeah, that happened. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head which manufacturer it was, but that happened to some cell phones a couple of years ago. I vaguely remember it, but there was an update that came out and ended up breaking the phone, and they had to completely restart it. They lost all their information, everything that happened on it. And I really wish I could remember the manufacturer that did that, but yeah, I remember talking about that. I think it was last year, maybe even the year prior.
Not to piggyback too much on Samsung, but I've got a Samsung TV in the office that mm-hmm. used to be the TV that I had in my living room.
Right.
And the reason I took it out of my living room is they sent out an update, and for my particular model, it caused the power cycle or something to change. Mm-hmm. And so it turns off and turns on, turns off, turns on, turns off, turns on. And it has to do this for about 5 minutes before it finally gets just the right one where it turns on permanently. And I brought it to a TV repair shop, and they said, well, this is the deal. We can replace the whole board. It's going to cost you $1,000.
Right.
Or you could go buy a new TV for $300.
Right, yeah. And it's getting to that point where, let's say you do have one of these Blu-ray players that's affected, and they have you send it in. You know, you're kind of looking at what happened with the iPhones when they had the batteries.
Amy and I were talking about that.
Where they had to send it in, and you got a new battery, but you had to pay them $29 to do it. Well, why should I as a consumer have to pay you to fix the issue that you caused?
So let's say you put yourself in the shoes of someone who has one of these Samsung Blu-ray players out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that this has been going on for a couple of days now,
yep.
Samsung has remained radio silent yep. on it. Do you even think it's worthwhile saving, or if you have the ability to go and buy a new, you know, way to make your TV a smart TV, whether that's a Roku or a Fire Stick for $40?
Right.
Do you go do that?
You know, it stinks to say that you should probably do that, because who knows how long this fix is going to take. But you feel like you threw your money away at this point in time, mm-hmm. especially if you just bought it like last year. You haven't gotten your time and use out of it yet, and you know, let's say you spent $50 on this Blu-ray player. Well, that's $50 you could have spent on something that was decent and going to last you a while.
Now, let's talk about the consumer out there who maybe has never connected their Blu-ray player to Wi-Fi.
Sure. Yeah.
Any reason why that should have a problem?
No, you wouldn't have any problems with that, because it hasn't received this update, assuming that's what it is. There's no way for it to get it, so it should still function, you know, perfectly fine.
Do you have to agree to something like a firmware update on your Blu-ray player, or can they do those in the background without you actually having a hand in it?
Typically, the first time you fire it up and you plug it in, there's going to be a terms of service and all that stuff you have to agree to before you can actually use it, and then that's when they get your consent to do whatever they want with it, essentially.
Oh, how frustrating. So even though you didn't do anything, because I've heard people say, well, I didn't update it.
Yep.
I didn't push update. Well, it probably happened at night.
In the background, yep. They probably pushed the update out at, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, something like that, and then you woke up in the morning, maybe you wanted to watch maybe that's how you get your news. Maybe that's how you do, you know, whatever in the morning. And then you started it up and it just didn't want to do anything for you.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It is. And I feel bad for those people. And this is not a good look for Samsung, that's for sure.
So you don't think that this is a hack?
I don't think this is a hack, no. I think this is a update that screwed up something, and then they just don't know what it is yet or how to fix it.
My first thought when we were just going to talk about this, I thought, well, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. But then you started naming all of the times that this has happened in mm-hmm. one sort of way or another, and it's pretty common.
Yeah, it's like I said, if you think of any phone update, any, you know, game console, anything like that you have connected to the internet, a lot of times you'll hear about, like, oh, this update did this, and now I can't get access to this app anymore because this update screwed it up. And
Luke, let me ask you something real quick, too. The number of devices I have in my home that connect to my Wi-Fi is the highest it's ever been.
Yep.
Everything from my refrigerator to my printer all the way up to my computer, right?
Down to your doorbell.
Down to my doorbell. Absolutely. Are you concerned about the number of hackable devices that people have in their home now?
Yes, 100%. The more devices you put on your network and the more, you know, smart, I'm going to put in quotes, smart devices you have, and your doorbells, your security systems, your fridge that reorders food whenever you're running low on stuff, whatever it is, that's just another hole that some hacker, I'm going to put in, you know, that's a blanket statement, but that they could use to get into their house. Because let's say that company's not doing their due diligence and doing security patches and stuff like that. Maybe it's been a year since they've done anything. Now that's a hole that they could get into pretty easily. There was a story last year about baby monitors that were getting hacked, and people could talk to through the baby monitor that just didn't have the security stuff up to date.
Wow.
Yep.
And so when you're researching some of these products, you should find out what their safety aspects are, right? Or what their hackable.
Well, yeah, you can definitely do your research on a product, but it could happen at any time. Maybe you're a really great company with that, but all of a sudden out of nowhere, you just got a little lax on your security, and maybe you had to cut costs, and you're like, oh, we'll cut the security team out for a little while here, and now you have an opening.
Now my refrigerator that listens to me is telling all my secrets to everybody.
Thanks, Lucas Beneke.
Thanks, guys. I still think them cats are crazy.